This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. And, let's chew the fat with Dean Weingarten. I was just saying, it seems like it's been quite a while since I spoke to you last, but it was just Friday.
Yes, it's only been a few days.
Yeah.
It seems like a long time in the current climate.
Yes, it does. I discussed this with Dan Zimmerman at the Truth About Guns, except you have a little more detailed analysis to it. Let's go back to Dateline Kenosha, I guess, and you characterize this as a bizarre thing, and I understand why it would be considered bizarre, because it doesn't follow the typical pattern that you would see in a straw purchase of a gun, but we're talking about Dominic Black, who's been charged with a non-existent crime. And so that was my question. Which one of these is a non-existent crime?
Well, he's only been charged with two things, and that is intent to sell a dangerous weapon to a person under 18 under Wisconsin law 948.60 parentheses 2 parentheses C. It's a state law. And it's not real in this case because the stated law has exceptions to it. And one of the exceptions is everybody who is less than 18 years old, unless they're involved in a couple of particular crimes. And the Kyle Rittenhouse was not involved in any of those crimes, so he fits under the exception, so he's not a prohibited possessor. So selling or giving or transferring to him a firearm doesn't apply. It's not part of the law.
And what about this thing about giving a dangerous weapon to a person under age 18 causing death? Is that
yes,
what you're referring to here?
That applies when the when you've violated the law by giving the weapon or transferring it to a person under the age of 18 that falls outside of the exceptions that I know. So there's actually three sets of exceptions that are on subparagraph 3C, and what often happens in laws is that following legislatures change the law. But instead of rewriting the whole law, they add a paragraph that puts in exceptions. And then inside the paragraph it lists certain other statutes. So you have to read all the exceptions and then follow the references inside the exceptions to figure out what's going on. It's a little tedious, but it's not really hard to do. It just takes some time.
Right.
But what the prosecutor is doing in this case, he just takes the first brief mention of the law, ignores the exception, and then charges Dominic Black with something that isn't really a crime.
Now, here's my other thing. They didn't actually have This gun was being kept at his stepfather's house.
That's right. So
is
kept in Wisconsin at Black's residence. So that makes it kind of hard to really say that there was a straw purchase, because he kept it at his residence and he was the one who bought it.
So I guess my question becomes, is it illegal for a 17-year-old in Wisconsin to carry a gun?
No. That's a little bit more complicated. It's illegal for him to carry some guns. it's illegal for him in the exception that I talked about. They mentioned short-barreled rifles and shotguns.
Sure.
So it's illegal for him to carry short-barreled rifles and shotguns. Other than that, he's allowed to carry rifles and shotguns. But he's not allowed to carry handguns. So if it were a handgun, or if it were a short-barreled rifle or shotgun, he'd be in violation. But the, I think it was a Smith & Wesson 15 that he was carrying. It's neither of those, so it's not a violation.
Right. So they're sort of stretching here. Do you, are they making up charges? Is that where you come up with?
I think they are.
Yeah.
What they're doing is the law. If you you can read the law, and it says it's illegal to sell or transfer, give a dangerous weapon to a person under 18, and has these penalties if somebody gets killed as a result. But read down a little further, and there are exceptions. In paragraph 3C, as I mentioned, says this. This section, which is the whole law 960.48, does not apply. And then it lists the three exceptions, A, B, C. And C says anyone under the age of eight, well, let's see, I'll have to, I probably shouldn't quote it unless I have it in front of me to read, but essentially it says anybody, it doesn't apply to anybody under the age of 18 unless they are in violation of, and then it lists the short-barreled rifle section. And then it lists a couple of hunting sections. And in one of the hunting sections, it says, unless they're over the age of 16, then it doesn't apply. And there's an intermediate set of circumstances for 14 to 16. And then it says, if they are out hunting, they need, and I'm paraphrasing slightly, they need to have the proper, permits and licenses for it.
So I guess part of the speculation, you think they may be doing this to his friend to turn state's evidence?
Well, that's what I think. This is a pretty common practice. We saw it with General Flynn, and that is you basically arrest somebody and make them a charge. By the way, it's not illegal for them to charge him this way. There is enormous discretion that our system has given to prosecutors, and the Supreme Court even gave them, it was about 50 years ago, what they call absolute immunity. So they cannot be sued for anything they're doing as part of their official duty. Even if they're prosecuting somebody for false reasons, if they're prosecuting them when they have personal interest in the matter, if they're prosecuting them, get witnesses to make false statements. They can do all those things and still have this absolute immunity from lawsuit, according to the Supreme Court.
Right.
So they have this enormous power that's accumulated over the last several decades, and we're seeing more and more prosecutors, and I would have to say mostly on the left, Democrat prosecutors, use this power for political reasons. And that's what I think is happening. And by the way, he's been let out, or the bail was set at $2,500. I think they're trying to say, let's cut a deal. We'll drop all this. If you just tell us everything that Kyle did that's sketchy or wrong, did he say any racist stuff? Did he, did he go shooting somewhere where he wasn't supposed to? Did he do that?
Is it now? I don't have enough time to ask this question and get the answer to the question. I got questions for this. And while I'm thinking about this, I'm going to be texting you something I'd like you to listen to later. And
Okay.
then I'd like your opinion of that when you get a chance to listen to that. But, Dean, at the SHOT Show Amoland Breakfast, which is quite the affair, it is the best breakfast you can find anywhere. The only problem with it is they don't keep it open long enough for me to really enjoy it, because I want to sit around and maybe go get seconds or something. We grab it, we got to eat fast and get out. But there, Freddie Reel said that of all the people that write about this gun space, more people read Dean Weingarten's stuff than anybody else. I concur. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Lancaster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. My guest is Dean Weingarten, and of course, I've forgotten what I was going to ask you.
Well, yeah. Okay, well, I did get a text message, but all I saw was an image of a T-shirt.
That's a link.
Ah, well.
That's a link.
I guess I haven't figured out
When you get off of here, if you click on that, you can actually go. Do you have an iPhone? Yeah.
Yes, I do.
Okay, when you click on that, you can actually listen to that there. So,
okay.
Anyway,
I can say a little bit more about the Kyle Rittenhouse and Dominic Black case, and that is that there is a question if Dominic Black violated any federal law, but he's not being charged under any federal law. He's being charged under the Wisconsin law. And I can see why any ATF agents would be hesitant to charge him under federal law, because while he purchased this firearm, he kept it at his home.
Right.
And there is nothing illegal about loaning a firearm to somebody who's visiting from another state.
I know what I was going to ask you now. I know what I was going to ask you because, I don't doubt that they would do that because, you know, going all the way back to the OJ trial, that seems to be a thing they want to bring out in court. But is it illegal to go shooting? Is it illegal to say something racist? I know it's considered to be in very bad taste, but has it become illegal? I mean, have I missed something? I probably want to know.
Well, this is racism has become an all-purpose charge used by the left against anybody they disagree with.
Sure.
And it's become so broad now that they claim that all white people are automatically racist, no matter what, which seems to me a very racist
thing to say.
Yeah, if all people are racist, no matter what they do, well, then there's nothing you can do about it, so why worry about it?
Right.
I mean, it's silly. It's like saying, you know, all black people are this or all Asian people are that. I mean, it's a very racist thing to say. But the left, through the media and through academia and the schools somewhat, has inculcated into a lot of people, particularly in the media, that racism is the worst possible sin anyone can commit. And what they mean by racism is disagreeing with us. So the worst sin you can commit is to disagree with a leftist. And anything else, you know, if you murder somebody or commit mass murder like Stalin or Mao, well, that's not bad because it wasn't racist. You know, it's stupid. It's absolutely an idiotic it's an irrational position, but they have kept and created a bunch of irrational positions, and the purpose to me seems Orwellian, and that is we will define these words in ways that we want so that we can use them against you whenever we want.
Yeah.
We're not subject to logic or reason or fixed definitions because those would hamper us in imposing our will upon you. Because if we had fixed rules, you could learn to figure out how to get around the rules and do things that we might not want. And we can't have that, so we have to be able to change the meaning of words and rules at any time so that we can impose our will upon you whenever, wherever, and however we want.
Gotcha. Gotcha. That all makes
and
perfectly good sense.
And that's how racism is being used today.
Well, I hope they enjoy that because this is going to have monstrous boomeranging effects on things because this is the thing they're trying to push though.
Yeah.
Is the country more racist today than it was in the 60s? Is that what they're trying to say? We've had a black president elected and reelected with a plurality of Caucasians voting for him.
Well, you see, that's what I'm saying, that they reserve to themselves the power to change the meaning of words at will. Racism had a fixed meaning for a very long period of time. You judge a group of people based on some exterior characteristic without regard to how they actually act as an individual. They've completely changed that. Now it means you disagree with the leftist.
Well, I guess that's their problem because they're setting themselves for all kinds of disagreements. They're going to have a bunch of disagreements amongst themselves.
Well, what's going to happen eventually is they have so overused and abused the term that people will just shrug it off. And they'll say, so what? If everybody is it, it doesn't make any difference.
That's a way to put it, too, I guess. I don't know.
There's a certain logic behind that, too, and that is everybody tends to, by personal life experience, to make group judgments about stereotypes. It's part of the human condition. We're pattern recognition animals. And if you know that, notice that, you know, certain sorts of people tend to do better on math tests. Is it racist to say that you've recognized that that often happens? I don't think so. It's just a matter of reality.
Well, here's the thing about this. Now, you're former military, as am I. And, like, when I was a kid, I was bused to school to integrate schools, right?
Mm-hmm.
Never had any issues in the military. I live in the South, you know, when Martin Luther King was assassinated. We were under curfews. We had violence happening. It has never influenced the way I think about anybody, regardless of their melanin. And while they're out there making these mass characterizations, that's what they're saying when Trump was in power. Now that Biden is in power, now I guess that we're all going to sing Kumbaya and unify, except they don't get that.
We'll see how long that lasts.
That they don't get that. I will not unify. That's just not going to happen. And I'm not going to do anything special to not unify, but I am not going to go along with them simply because they direct me to.
The way that they place this, I mean, look at Clarence Thomas, which I think is the preeminent justice on the Supreme Court, the best justice by far. He happens to be a pretty dark-colored person on his skin color. He's the best justice there's there. And yet, when you say something like that, well, see, that proves you're racist because you picked him out. What? I mean, you cannot allow them to define the terms and expect to win an argument.
Well, listen, they took Kamala Harris, and they boiled her down to the first black female to be vice president. And that's how they boiled her down. Nothing about anything else about her. They boiled her down based on race, because that's what ID politics does. Coming up on the break, talking to Dean Weingarten, this is Lock and Load.
AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Georgia's Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger says there'll be a recount of the presidential race.
With the margin being so close, it will require a full by-hand recount in each county.
Raffensperger details what will happen during the hand recount.
This will help build confidence. It will be an audit, a recount, and a recanvass all at once. It will be a heavy lift, but we will work with the counties to get this done in time for our state certification.
The CDC is updating its guidelines on face masks. The federal agency saying that wearing a mask not only protects those that you come in contact with, but also protects the mask wearer. The CDC statement also says that cloth masks can reduce the wearer's exposure to infectious droplets through filtration. And you're listening to USA Radio News. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is enacting new coronavirus restrictions statewide. They include limiting indoor private gatherings to 10 people and forcing bars, restaurants, and gyms to close indoor portions by 10 o'clock at night.
That's one of the main spreaders of COVID. It's very hard for people to maintain the discipline of sitting there eating and drinking and chatting and having a good time and laughing.
The Democrats saying all the new restrictions take effect at 10 o'clock on Friday night. There's a good chance if you didn't already receive a stimulus check via the CARES Act relief package, you may still be eligible for one. In fact, the IRS says there's about 9 million Americans who have yet to claim their $1,200 check, and they've recently extended the deadline to claim missing checks until the 21st of November. To claim your check if you haven't received one, head to IRS.gov. USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
877-878-4203. Live. This is Lock and Load. We are talking with Dean Weingarten, and let's talk about this wolf. I don't think we've ever done a wolf story before.
Yeah, I don't think so. There's been a couple of them, but I don't think we talked about them on the show. I think it's called Colville, Washington, on October 7th, there was a man who was checking game cameras. He had the authority to hunt on private land. There's a lot of public land in the area there, but this patch of private land that he had gotten the authority to put a game camera in also to hunt on. And it was... He approached the game camera just after sunset. Now, anybody who's been outside when the sun goes down realizes that you still have a fair amount of light for a considerable amount of time, a half an hour or so, depending. And the sky was clear at Colville that day. So the sky glow, lit up the area fairly well. He could still see pretty good. It was calm. There wasn't any wind. And then he approached this game camera, and he had this feeling. I mean, everybody's probably experienced this at one time or another, that you feel as though somebody or something is looking at you or watching. And he looked up ahead, and he saw some wolves. And they were about 30 yards away. And then he looked around, and he noticed wolves to the right of him, wolves to the left of him, and a wolf behind him.
Wow.
And that made him kind of... well, edgy, worried. So he yelled, trying to scare the wolves off. But
sure.
They didn't take off. The ones he could see barred their teeth and started growling. Well, fortunately, he was armed. He carried a Browning A-Bolt mini medallion. They don't make them anymore, but they're supposed to be a very nice rifle in 7mm.08. And he had a scope on top of it. And so he shot one of the more menacing wolves in the chest and realized that light is fading rapidly. And he's surrounded by wolves, and they're making threatening sounds and gestures. So he's hit the wolf. I mean, it's not too hard to do with a rifle at under 100 feet. And it apparently hit it in the chest. The report from the officer says he couldn't find the entrance room, but since the bullet exited out the middle of the back, either through or near the spine, the chest would be a logical place for it to hit.
Right.
And it dropped right away. And the pack then exited howling, and the fellow left the area and there was no cell phone coverage there, pretty remote. There are ranches around, but he didn't find any cell phone coverage, so he went back to where he could get cell phone coverage, and then he called up the county sheriff, and they notified the Washington State Department of Fish and Game, and a little while later, they got hold of this fellow, and there was a county wildlife specialist, and him and the Washington Fish and Game Department officer, and they all went out and they found the dead wolf. And in the game camera, there were pictures which verified what had happened. They showed wolves in the picture, and they showed him leaving the area, you know, with his rifle shortly after. So everything was pretty well verified, and they agreed that the investigation showed that he was justified in what he had done and that he would not be charged. So I thought that
right.
was quite reasonable. And I have to give some credit to Stacy Lehman of the Washington Department of Fish and Game. She was Fish and Wildlife, excuse me. Was very helpful. She is the public affairs officer, and I contacted her, and she helped me find out the details of this case that have not been reported elsewhere.
So, when these guys, now this guy works, I guess, for the state.
Who? The fellow who was out there?
Yes, sir.
No, he's just a private individual.
Okay, so he can carry whatever he wants, and he was carrying this thing you call the mini medallion, which I'm not familiar with at all.
It's a Browning A-bolt, which is a Browning bolt action rifle, and they don't make that particular version of it anymore.
Wouldn't it be better to have a semi-automatic 10mm?
Well,
handgun.
I thought about it, and I wasn't sure when I started investigating this case whether he had a handgun or a rifle. I didn't know because none of the news reporting told you. And I thought maybe he had a handgun because a lot of times people will carry a handgun when they're not hunting just because it's easier. You know, but this mini medallion is a very light rifle. It only weighs about 6 pounds. Well, probably weighs 6.5 with the scope on it. But
right. It's
light and handy. Got a 20-inch barrel, and frankly, it's easier to hit things at any distance with a rifle than it is with a handgun. So I could see why he would carry a rifle, and some people don't have handguns. They only have rifles. So I don't have any problem with his choice. It worked very well, but I think a handgun would probably have worked as well. The wolf was only 30 yards away or so... A good shot with a handgun could have hit it. On the other hand, maybe he'd have to retreat and see if any of the wolves came closer. One wolf he thought was within 20 feet of him, but obscured by brush and foliage. So if you have to wait till they're real close to you, well, it gets a little dicier.
Yeah, but I mean with a Glock 10mm, there's guys that take and do all kinds of hunting with those things at 15
oh,
round
yes,
capacity.
Absolutely. I think it's a great choice to carry around in the woods. But in this particular case, he used a rifle and it worked. And so I don't have too much problem with that. What I loved about the story and thought was really nice is that the sheriff of the county, who is, Sheriff Mankey, Brad Mankey, I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing his name correct, M-A-N-K-E, he made this statement, which is always nice when law enforcement puts some practical wisdom out to the public. This is, we don't have many of these kinds of encounters, but they do happen, he said. If a person is comfortable and competent with a firearm, I would absolutely encourage them to carry one when they go into the woods. So it's nice to have a law enforcement officer that's willing to encourage people to be armed in the wilderness.
And where did this happen?
It happened in Washington State, not real far from a town called Colville, C-O-L-V-I-L-L-E, Washington. The actual area, you can find it if you look for it. It's called an area near Rocky Creek Road. When I looked it up on Google Maps, it's a mix. It's quite mountainous. There's lots of creeks. And along the road that winds through this area, which is not Rocky Creek, but Albuquerque or something like that is the name of it. It's following a water course, essentially. And as you often see out west in mountainous areas, the ranches or farms and fields are all along the water course as it goes through the mountain. And because that's where the flatter land is. And so there's ranches along this road as you go along, and I'm pretty sure that the private land that he had the game camera on was on private land that was part of one of the ranches.
Let me get you to hang on right there. We'll be right back talking to Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Extend your life.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized, and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a 5-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from 3 times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to 3 times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowway.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. We've been speaking with Dean Weingarten, and when
would
I'm looking
like
at what
I'd like to make a point, if you
yes,
don't mind, about
absolutely
the world,
yes, dude.
And that there's a professor emeritus of environmental science at the University of Calgary, Canada. His name is Valerius Geist. Professor Emeritus means he's retired now, but he ran into a situation in Vancouver Island where he encountered wolf behavior that was very aggressive, and he never expected to encounter it. It ran against everything he had believed as somebody who studied animal behavior at the University of Calgary for decades. And so he did some more research. He started digging in and said, well, how were we so wrong about wolf behavior? And he wrote this 7-page explanation about how the myth of the harmless wolf came to be. And it's a brilliant research paper, and it explains very clearly what happened. Back in Europe, nobody will tell you that wolves are harmless, or at least they didn't used to, because wolves killed and ate a whole lot of people in Europe and in Asia as well. And when the Europeans came to North America, the Indians, the native peoples, also agreed that wolves were dangerous and that they were not to be trifled with. You know, that they were a very dangerous animal, especially a pack of wolves. And the settlers in the early parts, up until about 1900 or so, all believed that wolves were dangerous, and they shot them and trapped them and poisoned them and did everything to get rid of them, and they finally got rid of almost all of them by 1900. Well, since then, or during that period, there were very few wolf attacks. Why? Because people had guns and traps. And if a wolf hung around people too much, it got shot. So wolves learned pretty quickly, don't hang around people. And Professor Geist traces what happened, and he shows all the various processes that were in place to limit the numbers of wolves, and that it worked very well in producing relatively harmless wolves, because if they scented or determined that a man was around, they took off because they didn't want to be killed. So that's how we got the myth of the harmless wolf. And he says that wolves are the same here in the North America as they are in Europe. And if they get short on food and their numbers have not been kept down, they will start going after livestock. And if they run out of livestock, then they'll start going after anything else. He says the first thing they'll go after associated with humans is garbage. And then after garbage, they start going after livestock. And then if the livestock is more and more kept away from them, then everybody is in somewhat peril because the wolves become hungry and right. more desperate. So it's a beautiful paper. It's really well listed. I think if you just look up Valerius Geist, that G-E-I-S-T, Valerius, V-A-L-E-R-I-O-U-S, Geist, that you would find it. Or maybe even search for The Myth of the Harmless Wolf. I've got a link to it in the article about wolves, so maybe that's even easier. Just go to Amalan, read the article about this wolf situation in Washington State, and you can find the link there.
Okay. Now, are you going to start looking into the wolf thing, too, now that this has sort of piqued your interest? Because the bears, you've been looking at bears for years.
Yeah, so there's so many more bears than there are wolves that wolf attacks are still very rare.
Really?
And okay. bear attacks are rare, but wolf attacks are even more rare. And they're about on the par. Actually, I think there are more mountain lion attacks and mountain lion deaths than there are wolf attacks. So if they come up, I will write about them, but they're just a really, really tiny number. But you find plenty of bear attacks. Every year you get probably a dozen or two dozen bear attacks and usually a couple people killed. So that offers a lot of a grist for the mill, where there isn't so much with wolf attacks because they're just not as common. But you're seeing them in the northern tier of the United States, Minnesota, Michigan, Wisconsin. There are a lot of wolves out there. In the article at Amalan, I got a picture from a game camera that actually I got it from my brother. It's taken a mile away from my homestead up there in Wisconsin, and there's four wolves in the picture. It's a really great picture because it shows two of them with these eyes glaring out of the darkness at distances and a couple just partly in very next to the game camp. But my brother who lives up there runs into wolves all the time up there. You know, we didn't used to be very concerned about running around out in the woods whether he had a gun or not. And now he is very careful to have one with him whenever he goes out.
Sure, sure. Yeah, that I can see that. Now, is this happening because we are more and more encroaching into their habitat? Is that's why they're...
No, it's just exactly the opposite. They're more and more encroaching into our habitat.
Oh.
You know, we had pretty well colonized all of the United States and driven the wolves away, and there were no more wolves in almost all of the United States. There were obviously some in Alaska and a very small number in far northern Minnesota. And occasionally you'd get some in Maine, and that was about it. And but there grew to be this huge hue and cry. We've got to return wolves to areas where they once were in the United States. And most of the reasons given are spurious, and in my opinion, they say the wolves are necessary to the environment. They're not. We did very well without them for a long period of time. When they were introduced into Isle Royale, eventually they killed off the moose population and then they starved them. So it's not like there's any serious balance in nature. Anybody who talks to you about a balance in nature is going against the latest, greatest research. There is no balance in nature. There are cycles that go up and down, and you don't know what numbers of a particular species might exist at any one time. They move around a lot. To illustrate how much they can change, according to the best knowledge we have, you know, 10,000 years ago, all that wolf habitat in northern Wisconsin was under a half mile of ice, and there was no wolf habitat there.
Right.
Both humans and wolves colonized that habitat after the ice went away, and it went to forest and prairie and lakes and creeks. Real nice area. But there, you know, if you're up in the very far north, there just isn't huge amounts to eat, so the population of either people or wolves was pretty sparse. Because there's just not a lot of stuff to eat in virgin pine forest. Porcupines, red squirrels, some fisher.
Descending order amongst the apex predators that we can run into. Let's say they're all in one place. How would you list them?
Well, it's so individualistic because it depends on how that predator has learned what humans are and how they do. But I'd say a pack of wolves is one of the most dangerous things you can have because they act in concert. They're very strong predators. On the other hand, it doesn't take a huge amount of firepower to kill a wolf.
They're
not nearly as durable as a bear.
AR would work.
Yes, work very well.
We're about to run out of time.
The guy up in Alaska shot a bunch with a .22 Woodsman.
Okay, isn't that a handgun?
It is.
Okay.
They were attacking the pack train, and he picked off about five of them.
Okay, that gives me hope. We're about to run out of time. Will you be with me on Friday?
I intend to.
Very good. Thank you for joining me this evening, sir.
It's always a pleasure.
Back again in 21 hours, and between now and then, remember this, it has never been about gun control, not once. Not ever. We're in sort of a tight spot right now. I don't like it. You can tell that from the last two nights. I don't like the tight spot, so we continue on. This has been Lock and Load.
STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.